Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today. Over the phone, we are joined by Shane Thompson, and we're going to be talking about the Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife Banquet that's coming up on Saturday, March 29th at 5 p.m. Shane, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's great to be here and always glad to do it. And appreciate you guys advertising for us and getting this event out there. So.
And it's a fun event for the community, and it goes right along with something that a lot of people love to do in the Castle Country area, and that's spending time outdoors. So, Shane, I think a good place to start this conversation off would be kind of introducing what is the Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife? What is the aim of your organization?
Well, we have a mission. We basically focus on all wildlife, not just one species, fish and wildlife, and we enhance quality management areas and habitat, and kind of keep the tradition going for the families and all levels.
And that's something that people love to have in the Castle Country is those healthy habitats, whether it be fishing, hunting. They love being able to get out in the outdoors and spend some time doing it. And this is an organization who, like you said, they're dedicated to helping conserve and protect that. So let's talk for a second about the banquet. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, March 29th. It's a great fundraising opportunity for this organization. And looking at some of the things you guys are going to have going on, it's something that's going to also attract a lot of people. One that really caught my eye is you guys have several different hunting permits on auction.
Yes, we have several throughout the state, and guys will be able to bid on those, and we create a lot of funding for habitat, and it goes right back to the ground for everyone to enjoy. So we have a couple elk tags and just a various amount of them there. So.
And then another thing that really caught my eye is the 10-gun giveaway you guys are aiming to do. You know, you can get a permit and you can get a gun in one place. I mean, I can't think of a better deal than that.
Our guns, we give away a tremendous amount every year at this banquet. We've been doing this for a long time. And this 10-gun, just a new one. The last couple of years, we've added it throughout the state. We have several banquets, and then you're able to buy these top line a ticket to win them, and we'll draw that later on in the year towards the end of our banquet season. So it's just another opportunity to win a really, really nice gun, top end. So,
and that kind of leads me into the next topic I want to cover with you, and that's ticket packages. They're available online at sfw.net. You'll be able to go to the event page there and find the Carbon Emery Banquet. But on there are several different ticket packages. You can get sponsor packages, gold sponsor packages, and they come with they come with tickets to the gun giveaway.
Yeah, there's the gold sponsor package that gives you a ticket for that, or you can buy them gun 10-gun draw ticket separately. The corporate table, you get a gun with that. You don't have to draw for that. It just lets guys get together or family get together and buy a corporate table and get the gun with that package as well. And you get dinner, which is always catered by John and Cindy Judd of Santa Fe Works. They put us a good meal on and always have, so.
And it's always good getting that meal. It's a great chance, even if you're not necessarily looking for the auction or to win a gun. It's just a great chance to get out, have a nice date night, spend some time out there. For people who might be interested in attending the event but aren't necessarily interested in getting one of those gold sponsorship packages, are there tickets available just for dinner?
Yes, we have a dinner package. They can come to the door. They can call. I got my number and Eric Luke, and we have multiple committee members we can get them in touch with to get them a ticket if they don't want to do the online. It's simple. Just give us a call and we'll accommodate that any way you want. So,
and let's talk about that contact for a second. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
We got a phone number right there on the ad and on the website as well. My cohort in crime, Eric Luke, both of our numbers are on our ticket and on the advertisement. So give us a call if you'd like, and we'll hook you up with somebody in our committee.
Now, Shane, if there are people interested listening right now who are interested in attending the event, they might be on the fence right now, what would you say to encourage them to get out and attend this banquet?
Well, it's just a good event. It's fun. We include all the ladies. They have their own auctions and drawings and games, and the youth. We do a couple of youth games and youth auctions just for the youth. We try to include everyone. And in this rural area, of course, we always have a lot of people that love the outdoors and getting involved in wildlife, and I encourage people to do that for sure. It's fun that we get with the local biologists, and we're involved with collaring animals, transplanting. We've transplanted fish, we've transplanted, and letting the youth get involved with turkeys, chuckers. We collar deer, elk, and just getting involved with that. It's kind of fun to get with our local biologists and really do some hands-on work and involve any membership or anyone that's interested. It's kind of fun to be involved with that and have your hands on it. So,
you know, if you haven't had a chance to talk to any of the local biologists, they're so knowledgeable about what they're talking about. They really know their stuff. It's a great chance to get out and learn something you probably didn't know beforehand. Now, Shane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just try to get involved and come out and support us. And there is limited space there and meals, so get a hold of us so we can plan for it and get our meals set up and get a hold of us as soon as you can if you're interested in coming. And if you've never been, talk to somebody that's been, or come in. You can upgrade your ticket once you get there. You can buy the dinner package. You get there and see what we're about, play some games, and upgrade your ticket and get into a sponsor package or something. So there's a lot of variation there, and include everybody we possibly can. So,
well, Shane, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Shane Thompson with the Carbon and Emery Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. We're talking about their upcoming banquet coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Carbon County Event Center. Doors are going to open at 5 p.m. If you want to buy a ticket online, head over to sfw.net. Go to the event tab and you'll be able to find it there. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.